Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1087 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, found. I couldn't get it on my shoulder, it was heavy, and I carried it on my arm the best I could, and when I got away from the little dressing room that was in the metal department, I let her fall, and I was scared, and I kind of jumped, and I said, Mr. Frank, you will have to help me with this girl, she is heavy. And he come and caught her by the feet, and I laid hold of her by the shoulders. And when we got her that way, I was backing, and Mr. Frank had her by the feet. And Mr. Frank kind of put her on me. He was nervous and trembling. And after we got up a piece from where we got her at, he let her feet drop, and then he picked her up, and we went on to the elevator. And he pulled down on one of the cords, and the elevator wouldn't go. And he said, wait, let me go in the office and get the key. And he went in the office and got the key and come back and unlocked the switchboard and the elevator went down to the basement. And we carried her out and I opened the cloth and rolled her out there on the floor. And Mr. Frank turned around and went on up the ladder. And I noticed her hat and slipper and piece of ribbon. And I said, Mr. Frank, what am I going to do with these things? And he said, just leave them right there. And I taken the things and pitched them over in front of the boiler. And after Mr. Frank had left, I goes on over to the elevator and he said, come on up and I will catch you on the first floor. And I got on the elevator and started it to the first floor, and Mr. Frank was running up there. He didn't give me time to stop the elevator, he was so nervous and trembly, and before the elevator got to the top of the first floor, Mr. Frank made the first step onto the elevator, and by the elevator being a little down like that, he stepped down on it and hit me quite a blow right over about my chest, and that jammed me up against the elevator, and when we got near the second floor, he tried to step off before it got to the floor, and his foot caught on the second floor as he was stepping off, and that made him stumble, and he fell back sort of against me, and he goes on and takes the keys back to his office and leaves the box unlocked and followed him into his private office, and I sat down and he commenced to rubbing his hands and began to rub back his hair, and after a while he got up and said, Jim, and I didn't say nothing, and all at once he happened to look out of the door and there was somebody coming, and he said, my God, here is Emma Clark and Corinthia Hall, and he said, come over here, Jim, I have got to put you in this wardrobe, and he put me in this wardrobe, and I stayed there a good while, and they come in there, and I heard them go out, and Mr. Frank come there and said, you are in a tight place, and I said, yes, and he said, you done very well. So after they went out, he had stepped in the hall and had come back. He let me out of the wardrobe, and he said, you sit down. And I went and sat down, and Mr. Frank sat down, but the chair he had was too little for him or too big for him, or it wasn't far enough back or something. He reached on the table to get a box of cigarettes and a box of matches, and he,